Welcome to a deep dive into the realm where wearable technology and cognitive function intersect. You're curious about the potential for technology not only to augment our minds, but to actively improve them. We've assembled a collection of research, including a compelling position paper entitled Brain Teasers Toward Wearable Computing That Engages Our Mind, to explore this very concept.
This field of research compels us to reconsider how we define intelligence within the digital age.
Let's begin by acknowledging the pervasive presence of technology in our lives. Our smartphones store appointments.
Right.
GPS guides our routes.
Yes.
Calculators simplify arithmetic. While undeniably convenient, this reliance on external devices prompts a crucial question. Could this dependence come at the expense of our innate cognitive abilities?
This presents us with a paradox of progress. We create tools to simplify life, but in doing so, we potentially risk diminishing the very skills these tools were designed to support. The question arises, are we sacrificing our innate cognitive abilities for the sake of convenience?
That concern, the potential erosion of our ability to remember, focus, and think critically due to technological reliance, is a significant one raised by researchers. It seems we are caught in a potential double bind.
This is where the concept of cognitive activity recognition emerges, offering a potential solution to this problem.
Let's delve into that further. Can you elaborate on cognitive activity recognition and how it might enable us to break free from this potential cognitive decline?
In essence, it involves the capacity to monitor and interpret our brain activity specifically, our mental states, cognitive processes, and our level of engagement in a given task.
So we're discussing technology capable of determining whether our brains are operating at peak efficiency, experiencing fatigue, or perhaps encountering frustration.
Precisely. By comprehending these patterns, we can begin developing technologies that adapt to our cognitive states, presenting challenges when we are primed for them, and offering assistance when we are overwhelmed.
That's remarkable. It's akin to having a personal trainer for our minds.
Mm.
How can we measure something as intricate as brain activity, particularly in a way that could be incorporated into our daily lives?
This is where the forefront of neuroscience and engineering converge. One promising avenue is a technique called near-infrared spectroscopy, or NIRS for short.
NIRS. It does have that futuristic ring to it. How does it function?
It operates on a fascinating principle. Active brain regions require more oxygen. NIRS utilizes light waves within the near-infrared spectrum to quantify blood oxygen levels in real time, providing a glimpse into which areas of the brain are engaged during a specific task.
So instead of relying on external cues, facial expressions, typing speed to infer someone's thought process, NIRS can directly observe brain activity as it occurs.
In a sense, yes. It provides us with a more direct and nuanced understanding of cognitive effort. The researchers behind the Brain Teasers paper employed NIRS in their experiments. Participants were tasked with playing a demanding memory game known as the dual NBAC task while their brain activity was monitored.
What were their findings?
They were able to identify the optimal level of cognitive challenge using NIRS, which is quite fascinating. As the game's difficulty increased, brain activity heightened, suggesting that participants were fully engaged and their working memory was being tested. However, beyond a certain threshold, when the difficulties surpassed the participants' capabilities, brain activity actually decreased. This suggests a state of cognitive overload.
So, there's a sweet spot for cognitive challenge, neither too easy nor too difficult, that keeps the brain engaged and promotes learning.
Precisely. And that's the exciting potential of cognitive activity recognition, the ability to tailor and optimize experiences based on individual cognitive states.
However, I imagine that wearing a bulky NIRS scanner on our heads isn't exactly practical for everyday use.
You're correct. While NIRS is invaluable in research settings, it's not the most user-friendly technology for daily use, at least not yet. Consequently, researchers are exploring alternative, more accessible sensors that can provide similar insights without requiring sophisticated laboratory equipment.
What other indicators might our bodies provide regarding the intensity of a brain activity? What are some of those alternative sensors?
One surprising candidate might be your eyes.
Our eyes? Can our eyes provide insights into our cognitive state?
It turns out they can reveal quite a bit. Even something as simple as blink frequency can be surprisingly informative.
Okay.
Research indicates that individuals tend to blink less frequently when engrossed in a mentally demanding task compared to when they are relaxed or engaged in casual conversation.
That is unexpected. How are researchers utilizing these subtle eye movements to track cognitive activity?
Consider the development of smart glasses that incorporate eye tracking technology. Are you familiar with Jin's meme?
I believe I've heard the name.
They serve as a real-world example of wearable technology designed to monitor cognitive fatigue. These glasses employ electrocardiography, which essentially involves measuring the electrical activity associated with eye movements. By analyzing patterns in those movements, they can detect when your focus is waning or when you might be experiencing mental strain.
So rather than waiting for someone to show visible signs of fatigue, these glasses could provide an early warning that it's time for a break or a change of activity.
Precisely. This leads us to another compelling possibility. The potential for technology to move beyond simply monitoring our cognitive state to actively enhancing our memory.
We're now venturing into the realm of not only tracking, but also improving our mental processes. How could that be achieved?
Think about the abundance of life-logging technology we utilize today. Fitness trackers, social media platforms, even location data from our smartphones. What if we could integrate that data with real-time cognitive monitoring?
We might begin to discern correlations between our activities, environments, and mental states. But how do we progress from there to actually bolstering our memory?
Imagine a system that identifies those moments in your day when you are most mentally engaged. Perhaps a captivating lecture, a productive brainstorming session, or even a breathtaking sunset that resonated deeply with you. What if that system could then curate those experiences, resurfacing them at opportune times to enhance recall?
That's a novel concept. It's as if technology could help us pinpoint and preserve those truly impactful, memorable moments, those that genuinely left a mark on us.
And by revisiting those moments strategically, we could potentially strengthen those memories and make them more resistant to fading over time.
So that if we can equip these systems to recognize, record, and resurface these moments of peak engagement, we might be able to, in a sense, train our brains to retain information more effectively.
Precisely. Now, while the potential of this technology is vast, there are significant challenges to address. For instance, ensuring user privacy and data security is paramount. How do we make certain this information is handled responsibly and ethically?
That's a crucial consideration. And on a practical level, how do we integrate these technologies seamlessly into our lives? Not everyone wants to wear bulky devices or feel constantly monitored.
You raise important points. Miniaturization of devices, development of intuitive interfaces, and ensuring user control and comfort are key to making these technologies both practical and appealing for everyday use.
As with any powerful tool, the responsibility lies with us to define its purpose and boundaries. If we can navigate these challenges thoughtfully, we might unlock a future where technology doesn't diminish our cognitive abilities, but instead empowers us to reach our full intellectual potential.
Indeed. This area of research offers a fascinating glimpse into the future of human intelligence, a future where technology might not just complement, but actively enhance our ability to learn, remember, and experience the world around us.
It's a future brimming with possibilities, and we'll be here to dive deeper as those possibilities unfold. Until next time.